What you doing? I'm the AC Stories, your Otakutainer for this Otakutainment Reviews. I will be talking about Junction X by Norihiko Kurozono, Chapter 27, Chao Yun's Determination. This chapter came out on November 5th, 2023, and it's the typical 19 pages. So first off, I just want to mention, there's no full title page illustration, not real complaint, it's not uncommon, but I do like the illustrations usually, so it's kind of a little disappointing this one doesn't have one, especially since, at least from the title so far, it seems like it's going to be a cool chapter. It's about Chao Yun. However, a little review, spoiler free-ish for this chapter, there's a whole lot that doesn't happen in cool ways. What we see is really cool, a lot of fighting, but very just like quick bursts and then not really much else. But we'll get to more of the specifics in this chapter. It starts with Chao Yun and Lee. They're sneaking around and they see Zhao Fu. Lee says he is probably as strong or even stronger, and that they should not hold back. If anything happens to him, the most important thing is to make sure that they defeat him, they protect people. It's not so much a context of, hey, let's show off. But they confront him with their Don Lee concealed, and then Lee right away uses his Ji Kai Feng, or Ultimate Unleashing Seal, and his looks like a weird bird centaur. I don't know how much to explain. I'm sure looking at Chinese mythology or something like that, there's something like this. I literally do not know what to look up to find what this would be. I'm sure it'd be easy to find. It doesn't really say a name for what this is called, just refers to it as like a spirit, but it does look cool for whatever it is. And then Zhao Fu uses his too, and that one just looks like some kind of fat mustachioed man, kind of funny looking. I guess it's supposed to be intimidating, but it also looks really familiar, as something you would kind of see as a gag. I don't know, if I'm being disrespectful to whatever this is supposed to be, I'm sorry, but from my experiences and how things I've, media I've consumed, it's kind of funny to me. Then Lee tells Chao Yun there's someone else here, which, you know, Chao Yun confirms he understands, knows he's going to be the one that has to face whoever this other person is. Important to point that out because, spoiler, the person shows up and catches Chao Yun completely off guard. Okay, anyways, but before that, Lee and Jeffu are fighting a bit, just a couple like straight up fist fighting kind of blows going back and forth. Then Lee uses Xian Huan, or Manifest Spirit. Then right after that follows up with Huo Yong Jing Qing Xiao, or Beast of Fiery Golden Eyes. And then this gets Chao Yun to remember in a sort of flashback kind of thing. It's literally like three panels, but just Lee explaining that the Xuan Huan, Xian Huan, pronunciation is hard, is first used to summon the spirit into like the mortal realm, and then the second technique he uses is just the spirit's actual attack. Cool. Just to throw that out there, but while Chao Yun is lost in thought, that person that he should have known was there pops up right behind him. And then we don't get the person's name yet, but says he specializes in suppressing his own Don Lee. That doesn't seem very like special, because literally Lee and Chao Yun were using that to come up to them previously. So unless there's more to it, kind of weird that it seems like something that is you really want to put out there to make sure people understand this is a thing. It's like, yeah, okay, it's not that special of a thing though. Anyways, this person beats up on Chao Yun for a bit. Nothing fancy, just more physical blows. And then this is where Chao Yun decides to release his own Ji Kai Feng. But we don't get to actually see it. It leaves with a to be continued, of course. But it better pick up right where this leaves off. Because a very common thing I see when a story like splits up its characters and it's going back and forth is to leave a cliffhanger on here, then move on to the next character and see what they're doing first. I hope that doesn't happen. Oh, that would be so annoying. But I don't know. It could go to G League next. I hope this at least finishes. I'll be disappointed if it skips right next, because honestly, I wasn't too thrilled about this chapter. I described it like a lot of the stuff is shown, but not much is really happening. We kind of get an explanation a bit about Xiong Huan and more of the Ji Haifeng, but it doesn't, there's not really much going on besides just a couple little fighting and like one cool technique doesn't really see resolved either, actually, when I think about it. So next chapter, hopefully, if it continues right where it picks off, should be pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully it doesn't switch to someone else. As much as Julie is my favorite character, I want to see this resolve first, then we move on, because I'm sure whatever's happening over there is also going to be really cool. And it's also interesting that Chao Yun, even though of the three he kind of seems not the weakest but the least impressive so far, even though he's always the one like raring to go, it's kind of fitting that he's the first that we'll see the Ji Haifeng from. Okay, so moving on to the title. It seems like the title for this chapter was a chapter too early. We don't really get to see any of Chao Yun's determination. Maybe that very last page where we see him releases Ji Haifeng. But besides that, the determination hasn't really been there. He got beat up on. That's it. He hasn't done much yet. But the title really should have been something maybe like either Ji Haifeng or Xiong Huan, because that was really the focus, was getting to see that, and then Chao Yun's kind of little flashback of the explanation of what it is. But that also seems like a really big moment that would be saved for one of the main characters. So I don't know what else the chapter could have been besides that. Sneak attack, maybe concealed Don Lee, because that was kind of a big thing in this chapter too. I just feel like Chao Yun's determination, chapter too early. I feel like we're going to see that determination next chapter, but I also feel like that's a common thing I keep saying for these chapters, is like the chapter title isn't really as fitting or should be later. I don't know, but that's all I have to say about this chapter of Zhangxi X. If you agree, disagree, really liked it, didn't like it, we can talk about it more. You can either leave me a comment, or you can follow me on social medias at TheACStories. You can email me at TheACStories@gmail.com, or also have a Discord that you can join, a little group there, slowly growing. Could be more active if you want to help it be more active. But I also have a Ko-fi you want to help support me with a little money, just a little, you know. Two tiers, $1 tier gets you shout-outs. And then access to special Discord channel if you want that, and then $2 tier is like my blooper tier. You also get to see all my notes, so if you want to help do that, I'll be extremely thankful. But you know, that's also optional. But I'll leave links to all this stuff in the description. But if you like what I had to say, go and give it a like. If you want to easily follow, go ahead and subscribe. But that is it for this chapter. Thank you so much. Until next time, I've been the AC Stories. Bye.